Anyone who's ever been to a convention knows the heart of every meeting is the exhibit hall. It's where companies show off their latest products and sell books, T-shirts, and computer software. NPR's Julie Rovner found some more unusual items at the American Public Health Association's annual meeting.
More than 14,000 public health professionals wandered the cavernous exhibit hall at Washington's new convention center this week. As at most meetings, conventioners ate and drank, and they were attracted to the various booths by bowls of candy and brightly colored pens. The first hint that this meeting is a bit different is the fact that the next most common giveaway items were tiny bottles of hand sanitizer and brightly colored condoms. Over at the booth run by the Men's Health Network, they were giving away those squishy stress balls, but with a public health twist.
That is a foam prostate. It's a rather large prostate. Should not be this size. Should be about the size of a walnut, but it just gives that guy's idea what a prostate looks like, since most people have never seen one.
Across the hall, the makers of a new product were more worried about women's health. They're selling a T-shirt with arrows and swirls to help women do their monthly breast self-exams. Mark for Life's Elaine Banks says the $29.95 shirt also comes with a permanent marking pen.
So what we do now is we say you slip on your shirt. As you do your first exam, you take our marking pen and you draw on the shirt itself where you find those bumps and lumps. Essentially, you create a baseline for yourself.
Over at the Health EdCo booth, they were displaying educational tools like the 5-pound gob of fat, actually made of rubber, and Mr. Smoker's Mouth, a grapefruit-sized model designed to show the effects of smoking.
You can see the hairy tongue that goes with it, or the interchangeable tongues, by the way. You've got the canker sores and the sores on the mouth that show you what happens, you know, after years of smoking.
The models work especially well with the preteen set, they say.
I mean, we're really into the growth factor, especially when it comes to kids. We found that you can preach, but if you have that ooh factor, it really works.
You can also do your holiday shopping. A company called Infectious Wearables sells ties, scarves, and boxer shorts with beautiful patterns that turn out to be magnified images of, well, germs.
SARS was the biggest seller last year. The biggest seller this year is West Nile and Mad Cow, needless to say.
Former dentist Roger Freeman is president of the firm. He's wearing a tie portraying the smallpox vaccine.
This actually has the image of the vaccinia virus, and it has the bifurcated needle where the vaccinations were given. So rather than doing smallpox, we sort of did the answer to the smallpox.
Next year, the firm plans to introduce hospital scrub suits decorated with images of common bacterial infections. The idea, says Freeman, is to help hospital workers practice the firm's motto about germs: wear 'em, don't share 'em. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Are we going to be on after car talk?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.